Technology is an integral part of our business and personal lives, affecting virtually everything we do and experience in some form or fashion.
Information security.
As CPAs, it's never been more important to be ahead of the technology curve.
Privacy management.
That's why the AICPA established the Top Technology Initiatives list, highlighting emerging technologies that'll contribute to the accounting profession.
Assurance and compliance. Mobile and remote computing.
Here on Episode 3, we're talking about risk-based auditing and how technology is going to be affecting your approach. Risk-based auditing. It's about finding the highest risk areas and focusing your attention there. Joining me today, Mark Mayberry is a CPA and a CITP credential holder, also has a CISA and is a national assurance partner with BDO Seedman LLP in New York, where he's responsible for the firm's assurance technologies. He's a member of the AICPA's CITP Credential Committee and the InfoTech Update Editorial Advisory Board. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So it's, as you know, with our podcast series, we do try to focus all of our topics around the top technology initiatives, and this is not one of them. Can you explain why?
Well, technology really is involved in all the businesses, and while this isn't necessarily a specific topic, some of the top technology issues are actually issues that are important in the risk-based auditing.
So the audit risk standards, you know, are effective for audits this year. What are some of the significant changes in the ways that the audits of financial statements will be performed going forward?
Well, there's really three main themes that are in the audit risk standards. One of them is that auditors are supposed to gain a more in-depth understanding of the entity and its internal controls. And I'll talk a little bit about how technology plays a role in the internal controls. We're looking to try to find the identity of the risk of material misstatement. And the second thing is it's really looking for a more rigorous assessment of those risks, whether they're due from error or fraud, error being unintentional, fraud being intentional. And we're also looking for a linkage between the risks and what we're going to do about the risks, therefore the auditing procedures.
Got it. So tell me about the technology. How does that play a role in this?
Well, you know, as I look around the companies in the world, I see that most of them are using some accounting systems and technology to run their businesses. We're not looking at books on Quill and ledgers anymore. And so since those companies are doing using a lot of technology and it's very pervasive, we need to kind of adapt our auditing to take advantage of the good things about the technology and also look for the risks that are identified in the processing of the computerized transactions. You know, there's a couple of different areas of focus. One is really on what I'll call company level controls or IT general controls. And then the other one is really that what the controls over the detailed transaction processing. Both of them can be very computer dependent. I think of the IT general controls as kind of being the umbrella that keeps the rain off the day-to-day transactions is how I kind of think about that.
Can you give us some examples of each of those?
Sure. And these will kind of lead very well into the top technologies initiative. One of the examples of the IT general controls is really access to programs and data. And that's really kind of important because you want to make sure that the right people are accessing the data and you're trying to keep the wrong people from accessing the data.
Sure.
and the valuable assets. And really the IT general controls, the access to this data can be controlled using the technology better than we can have those controlled using just people. So it's really about people, processes, and technology, technology being an enabler. And one of the technologies can help us enable us to keep the security and the access to the programs and data. As far as business processing controls, really that's really looking at the validity of the data along the transaction flow. For example, if I knew that the particular transaction had to be dated today and the computer will let you only do that today, then that'll kind of help make sure that the data is good.
All right, so let's say I'm an auditor and I'm worried about material misstatements. How am I going to use IT-related controls to do that?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. One of them is that one of the concerns that I have as an auditor is really the segregation of duties between the functions in the accounting department. So if two or more people are involved in a particular matter, then they can probably work together to perpetrate that fraud or have that error created and not being really caught. And what technology allows us to do for the segregation of duties is basically having the computer prevent people from accessing the parts of the software that they're not really supposed to be accessing. Much better than just saying on a job description, you're not supposed to be doing that. The technology can allow us to prevent that person from doing that. And that really, again, it's just really an enabler. So I look for how are the companies setting up those that configuration to make sure that the right people are accessing the data and the wrong people are not being able to access that data.
Tell me about the risks. There must be risks associated with this to some degree.
Sure. Again, once there, if you don't have the configuration set up appropriately, then people could inadvertently or intentionally put good or bad data in there and alter the system. So there's a risk that there could be bad data in there that isn't really being picked up by the technology or by the review of the technology. So one of the risks is bad data gets in the system and is not caught, whether that bad data comes in intentionally or unintentionally.
So, of course, that's going to most likely add to costs of the audit, right?
You know, I get that question a lot about it does add to the cost because you actually now need to understand and identify where those risks are coming from. And if you haven't really been paying attention to the technology and the systems that are in place, you may not really have been looking for those risks that may be already there. So that analysis is going to take some time.
Hmm. How do I go to the head of my company and say, you know what, we need to implement these kinds of controls? What do I say? How do I position that with them?
One of the questions that I always ask companies is, how do they know that they don't have bad data in there? And how do they know? So I just try to look at them and say, you know, you want to have your books and records correct or as close as you can. How do they know that there's not an error in there? What do they do to look for that? So they should already be thinking about this even before the auditors are getting out there and thinking about this.
Hmm. How about you've convinced me, now I'm going to go and try to implement some of these controls. Where do I start?
Well, I think it's really kind of important to look at the top of the company and see what's happening. So I know some people use the term, you know, tone to the top, but really the actions of the management of the company will really kind of dictate what's going to happen down at the detail level. So if the company is well controlled at the top, there's likely going to be some good controls down below. If the company isn't really well controlled and nobody really cares about how things are really progressing, then you're not likely to have many good controls down below. So I always try to figure out, you know, what is management doing about this? How are they looking at this and seeing if it's important to them? And that helps me decide if I need to drill down any further to see if there's anything good. It's not necessarily that you're trying to find all the good things. It's just that the lack of the good things means that there could be a bad thing happening that really wouldn't get picked up.
All right, so how about resources? If I'm going to get started and I feel like I can afford it and it's not going to hurt my clients' fees too much, what sort of resources are available today?
Well, you probably really need to get somebody who has some technology skills, because again, what goes on to that black box may be not necessarily comfortable for a general auditor to look at. So I would look at the resources that the ASCPA is putting out. And we have a couple of web seminars that are coming out about the risk-based auditing, primarily with an IT focus. We're doing obviously this podcast and some other ones. And there'll be a series of articles that'll be coming out in the next little bit that will also provide additional guidance for people.
Great. And of course, you probably want to have a CITP credential holder involved in that.
I would certainly think that would be a good place to start because the CITP credential holders are very skilled in these areas. And so it certainly makes a good start to look for a CITP in your area.
Great. So is there any other advice you'd like to give someone out there who's just beginning this process?
I would like to tell them to start now. Don't wait till it's too late. These risk standards are available or are in place for the end of the year, and they better start now to getting going on this. And they really should start at the top and work their way down, not getting down into the details.
Great. Thanks very much, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
If you're looking for any more information about this topic or and other topics, you can go to www.aicpa.org/infotech. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Top Technology Initiatives podcast. Join us next time when we discuss data protection. I mean, are you fully protected? And if you're looking for more information on the Top Technology Initiatives, go to www.aicpa.org/toptech. That's aicpa.org/TOP.
TOPTECH. Or if you have any questions for us, email us at toptech@aicpa.org. This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA makes no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assumes no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and expressly disclaims all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.